Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Lord, I thank you for this hour. Thank you because you answered the prayer. As we are hosting this Blog Talk Radio, pray for your manifest blessing, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. This is the Ministry of Overcomers Prayer Defense Force Above the Clouds International. We are Ministry of Prayer Warrior. Today's topic is if you can survive the process, progress is guaranteed. If you can survive the process, progress is guaranteed. Life, people say, is not fair. But I know that only the life that is apart from Almighty God is misery. God is the creator. And the Bible says, everything he created is good. When he created all things for its good, including man, that he created his own image. And the Bible makes us to understand that man was created to have dominion over everything God has created. Listen. I just want to use this medium to address us by admonishing us about how to make progress in this world, in this life, in our life or planet. Let me say that. Like I said, life apart from God is unfair. But in Him, if we put our trust in Him, He is in control. You know, one thing I want us to know that most of the circumstances that are affecting us in this life cycle are events and things. Events in the sense that are those things that come in life times of every humanity, and they must go away. Events always come at a certain time, and the life of man, humanity, still continues. Things are those natural things that we are looking at and that we think that how are we going to survive? I said, life apart from God. It's not here. But if you believe, as somebody who believes in the Lord, we will know that our victory is not by our efforts, but by our faith. In the book of Job, Job 23, verse 10, and he read thus, but he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as good. When He has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. In a natural sense, the origin of gold in this raw existing, that is gold ore, is useless. But gold is precious metal. And in this, it needs the skill to extract the gold from its ore, O-R-E, from its impurities. I'm trying to liken life to with this one process of extracting gold from gold impurity. Our living is just like that. When the miner discover gold and mine gold, gold was not just in a state of purity yet. As we are going into the journey of our destiny, I want us to apply this wisdom of gold from its impurity to the destination of pure gold. When it was extracted, he has to go through many stages of processing. And in these processing stages, it is not palatable. In its process, gold has to undergo some rigorous tests. Sometimes he has to go through crushing, washing, then finally he has to go through fire. Meanwhile, the aim or the objective of the process is to extract pure gold. And in this process, both gold in its impurity are going through stages of the same processes. Even when it was put into fire, gold has to undergo a rigorous fire with the impurity. We don't need the impurity. We need the gold, and fire has to prove these two metals until at a certain level of temperature, the impurity must lose its grip from the pure gold. And at the point of ending of processing, impurity will go one way and pure gold become life. Impurities will be do away with, and gold will become very valuable. Listener, I'm using this medium to let us know that God, our Maker, is in the business of processing us because He loved us so as to guarantee our progress. So therefore, when we go through our so-called things that we don't understand in life could be trial, could be troubles, it could be anything. We have to put our trust in Him. Let us believe that God is God. He loved us. We are His maker. His objective is to purify us and to make us pure and to make us enjoy our destiny. Just like gold, after he has passed through the furnace, fire becomes available metals. As you are listening to me, I'm speaking life into every deadness. And I'm asking of you, as a believer, listener, to know that God, the Creator, is our Lord, is our Father. We just need a prayer to give us the grace to be able to be obedient and be trustworthy in the stages of our processing. God is God. He loved us. And we are His maker. Therefore, I pray to God, who has a destiny for us. We give us the increase our faith to stand upon our decisions and help our own beliefs. To be able to disregard every influence that might negatively affect our determination and to help us by His mercy to get to the destiny that He has purposed for us. If you can survive the process, progress is guaranteed. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Remember, even in the process of gold ore to pure gold, the refiner always pay attention, watches gold with impurity in the fire. For he knows what God is going through. And he doesn't want God to overstay in that process. Therefore, he gives full attention, watching onto what he was doing. God never leaves us. in the state of our problem. It is devil's lie that always make us thinking that where is God? Why this thing is happening to us? But if you believe and know that God is loved us, He watches over us. Thank you for listening. And may the Lord bless us. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. You will be notified of the next upcoming broadcast. Thanks for listening.